Dark Fire by C.J. Sansom. Read by Anton Lesser. I'd left my house in Chancery Lane early to go to the Guildhall to discuss a case in which I was acting for the City Council. Although the far more serious matter I'd have to deal with on my return weighed on my mind, as I rode down Fleet Street, I was able to take pleasure in the soft airs of early morning. The weather was very hot for late May, and I wore only a light doublet under my black lawyer's robe. As my old horse Chancery ambled along, the sight of trees in full leaf made me think again of my ambition to retire from practice, to escape the noisome crowds of London. In 2 years' time I'd be 40, in which year the old man's age begins. If business was good enough, I might do it then. I passed over Fleet Bridge with its statues of the ancient kings Gog and Magog. The city wall loomed ahead, and I braced myself for the stink and din of London. At the Guildhall I met Mayor Hollis. The Commons Council had brought an action against one of the rapacious land speculators buying up the dissolved monasteries. The particular speculator, to my shame, was a fellow barrister of Lincoln's Inn, a false, greedy rogue named Beelnap. He'd got hold of a small London friary, converted the church into a hotchpotch of unsavoury tenements, and excavated a common cesspit for his tenants. But it was a botched job, and the tenants of the neighbouring houses, which the council owned, were suffering grievously from the penetration of filth into their cellars. The wretch Beelnap, however, alleged that the friary's original charter excluded it from the city's jurisdiction, and he wasn't...